On this episode of Still Loading, Quarantined. Hey everyone, this is Josh, and welcome to this bonus episode of Still Loading, the Quarantine Edition. That's right, my Podbeard Network friends and I recorded this episode remotely due to the coronavirus stuff, and it was a super fun episode. It was so much fun to record, and I'm so happy we were able to kind of throw this together last minute just to have a fun hangout, just to kind of get our minds off of everything. Just a small warning. This is probably one of the more raunchy episodes of the podcast that I've ever released on the feed, but I think it's really funny, and we had such a good time recording it. I hope you all enjoy it, but I just want to give a little bit of a disclaimer up front that there's normally swearing in my episodes, but there's a lot more in this one, and it's a lot more gross humor, but just giving you all a heads up, some people don't like that. I thought this episode was super funny, and I really enjoyed recording it with all them. So you'll hear all the plugs at the end of everyone that I recorded with, so please go check them out. And that should do it. I hope you enjoy the episode.
Well, everybody, we're here on a quarantine... What was I going to say? Quarantine-tastic crossover episode here for Podbeard Network. This is very special because, we're all basically fucking trapped inside, so what the hell? Let's all get together and have ourselves a little bit of a Skype Corona party. I'm very excited to be here with my Podbeard Network brethren. And we're all, don't worry, we're all in separate areas practicing social distancing. But we're here with my boy Josh from Still Loading Podcast.
Stranger danger. No, I'm here.
I was not ready. Oh, shit.
I was not ready for that.
I don't know. You get away from me. That's my purse. And then, of course, we have James and Brian from No Geeks Allowed as well here.
Hey, what's up?
Gentlemen.
I got nothing special. Josh came out firing. And I was like,
Everyone else is so subdued. I was like, did I do the wrong thing by coming out and all like that?
Come in guns a-blazing.
Yeah, real mature, Josh.
I can live with it.
Yeah, grow up, man. This is a serious business. This is a political podcast.
Yes. So, gentlemen, I don't even have anything political to say. Like, I just don't. I'm just there's been so much bullshit and so much political talk, and just everyone's going on about, oh, we closed the borders, and no, we got to leave the borders open, and blah 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 blah, and all this other shit. I don't know about you guys, but I'm tired of it. I'm sick of hearing about it. So, Joss actually hit all of us up and was like, "Yo, we can do a crossover episode." And we've been talking about doing a crossover episode forever. And it just worked out that all of us happened to be around for the same, period of time. So it was
I'm on vacation. No, you're not, you fucking liar. You're at home.
You're at exactly home.
Where you're at.
Being sad by yourself.
I do want to point out, it took a quarantine for us to actually do a crossover.
You're not wrong.
It took, two or most of us being stuck at home, working from home and everything in order to make this happen.
The thing that's supposed to keep people away from each other is bringing us together. That speaks volumes.
That's how this network rolls.
Sneeze in my mouth.
Sneeze directly inside my mouth.
Just catch me yawning and then just touch my tongue with your dirty finger.
Oh, God. I was like coming in hot. Holy shit.
Tickle the back of my teeth. Just get in there.
Tickle the back of my teeth. Holy shit. God. Well, if you guys couldn't tell, this is obviously not going to be a politically debated podcast or anything. We're keeping it light. We're going to just, there's definitely some stuff that we're going to touch on in that, but you're not going to hear us. This isn't like a fucking summit or anything, We're not going to I want to know, just for the sake of me personally, and I'm sure some people are curious, how are you guys doing? Like, you got TP for your bungholes, you got some soup, like, what's up? You guys all stocked up now?
Oh, I'm good. I'm working from home right now, so I'm officially like quarantined in total because I was still having to go to work as of like yesterday, at the time of recording this, and just happy now that I get to kind of stay home and not have to worry about it. But it's doing well, other than the the little bit of anxiety just with everything going on.
I am also working from home. Everything's honestly feels the same. It really doesn't feel that much different.
Nothing's different.
But I will say, like, you know, working from home, I'm like, I have like nothing to do. Like, my work is just gone. So I'm definitely not sitting around playing video games throughout the day.
Of course not. You're a professional.
Yeah, obviously. I'm sitting here doing the work I don't have.
The Lord's work that you don't have.
I am watching copious amounts of pornography and
pornography.
Devastating my fucking socks. So I'm doing a lot of laundry.
Are you watching that coronavirus porn yet? Have you gotten into that stuff yet?
No, I usually just like black midget porn. So
right on. Cool, cool.
There's just a lot of that.
Are you using that Italian VPN to get that free service there?
No. I just want them. I want the government to know what I'm watching. No VPN. Come and get me.
I'm here. You see, yo, this guy's into some weird shit, man. I don't know what's up with this guy, but nothing against my all my African American little people out there who do pornography.
Yeah, not against you. You help me get off.
There's
I'm
like
into
three
that.
People you're talking to in the world right now.
So you're saying
and
it's a small demographic?
Two of them were on this podcast.
Yeah, it's me.
Little do you guys know, I'm actually a... No, anyway.
Canadians are just two black midgets in a trench coat. It just everybody needs to know this.
Yeah, you guys weren't aware of that?
That's what they teach us in the American school system.
That's what I figured.
Been hiding this from you for years.
They're all so tall.
Why are you all so tall? You figured out our secret. I gotta go now. But no. But it's good to hear. At least you guys are all, you know, you're not like you got food and shit. Because like that's the only negative thing going on right now over on this side of the world. You know, is I haven't gotten my goddamn groceries yet. We're going out tomorrow morning. I'm still going to work because where I am, we're not an essential service, quote unquote, but we also kind of are because we affect the trucking industry if we're not open. And if the trucking industry shuts down, that's a problem. So I am still going to work, but I'm on overnights now. So it's like, ain't nobody around. I'm just like hanging out.
There's a usual amount of people you're dealing with.
Yeah. Like maybe I might see 10 people in like the span of 3 hours. So I'm like, I'm good. I'm just like, stay over there. It's all
good. I'd say like, I'm actually happy a little bit to work from home because everyone in my office is always coughing. Even before this, there's always that group of people that's always sitting around just coughing in the middle of the, like just not put covering just their cough. Mouth at anything. It's disgusting. I'm always worried. I've gotten sick and more in this job than I've ever had in my entire life.
Well, that's the thing too, is like, if anything, this has hopefully taught a lot of people about proper hygiene and coughing etiquette.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about that. This is a good thing. So I know at my job, the amount of guys who go into the bathroom and don't wash their hands or do the most half-assed, like, I think this thing bothers me more. They'll go in, they'll go to the bathroom, they'll rinse their hands off, don't dry them, and just walk the fuck out. And I'm like, ew. You did nothing.
Just wet hands touching shit. Yeah, gross.
Just spreading germs everywhere. And then either that or they will like completely break urinal etiquette. I know that
they come up behind you.
Well, thank God about that.
Y'all don't do that up there?
Yeah, right.
We have bunk bed urinals.
I thought so.
So you climb on another guy's shoulders, you get the top bunk, he gets bottom bunk. It's just
brings
efficient.
New meaning to an upper decker.
Hey!
Yeah, there you go, reference.
Josh, please tell me that they're putting their pants down their ankles with the urinal.
No, they're not. But there was a weird thing, though. a couple months ago where some dude, I don't know who it was because I didn't see it in person, was just leaving pennies on top of the urinal, like a stack of like two or three on a, and you would walk in and there was a penny on top of each urinal. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, why are
there these... He's paying tribute to the piss gods.
Right?
Do you didn't know that?
Put, you know how you put coins over the top of the eyes of the deceased to help them, like, pay the ferryman? Like, what is this like?
Yeah, I watched Boondock Saints.
Yeah, your bathroom's haunted,
bro. And either that or they will, like, they will put both of their hands like up against the wall like they're being searched while they're taking a piss. that is the strangest thing. I'm like, what are, how many germs are on that wall? I'm not even like a germaphobe, but like, what, don't you need to like do something? Like, are you just letting it hang? It's gonna, it's who knows what's gonna happen.
And the weird thing for you is you're a kindergarten teacher, so like where are these kids getting pennies?
The fuck?
They're talking to me at the urinals.
So y'all believe in that that fucking Santa Claus guy? What's up?
Sorry, I worked at where Josh is working. That's a conversation I could see happening.
Oh, y'all believe in that Santa Claus guy? What's up?
Oh my god.
Well, what's funny is like, because I have some insight on the whole, I mean, I've got a podcast worth full of stories just from cleaning the washrooms of my work, right? Because that's literally what I do. That's, we're a public place. But what's interesting is you talked about the walls and how much germs are on them and everything. Mm-hmm. You would be surprised how clean most of those walls probably are if the people cleaning the washrooms are actually doing their job thoroughly. And that's something that a lot of people, and this is me kind of being serious for 5 seconds. Most people need to understand two things. Number one, if people, I'm dropping some serious, like serious knowledge on y'all here. If your washrooms are being properly cleaned, they're most likely using a bleach-based cleaner, which will kill everything that is on that surface. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. It will kill everything on that surface unless it's stainless steel. Well, that's another discussion for another time.
It's not stainless steel.
Okay. So on that wall, if they're cleaning everything properly, they're cleaning those walls. So there's actually no germs on that wall. So to the people out there that are literally like kicking urinals, like handles to get them to flush and kicking toilet handles to get them to flush, stop, please. Because you have no idea how hard people are working to get those freaking handles clean and disinfected. Just chill. You're safe. You're safe in a washroom. You're safer in a washroom from germs. And this is a, some people might be like, you're wrong, but no, I do this for a living. You're safer. Okay. Let me rephrase that. You're probably less at risk catching COVID-19 by touching a washroom door or handle than you are like touching the person's hand who's giving you their coffee, or touching a door handle walking out of a building. Straight up. Yo, that's just, that's,
I want to roll that back for a hot second.
Okay.
So when someone hands you a cup of coffee, you touch their hand, like you graze their hand. You're like, thanks, mister. You just slide your hand across their hand.
Bro,
and grab
I you know how they used to shake hands back in the day? They used to grab each other's wrists, you know?
Just the big shit. Meaty grab.
Okay. Yeah. For the coffee, thank brother. You, brother.
Just Hulk Hogan, everybody.
Thank you, brother.
I feel like that coffee would just go everywhere. You're trying to shake hands and then you just go for the wrist and it just splashes everywhere.
No, but you get those people that like they, and you know, during a quote unquote pandemic, you know, they tend to relax with that kind of shit. But like people like be really like, oh, here's your coffee. Like, and they'll like, you know, their finger will gently touch yours ever so slightly. And it's really awkward. It's even more awkward when it's like, yo,
are you
that
flirting
bitch
with me?
And then wink at you.
Sir, are you flirting with me?
What kind of public romantic encounters do you have on a daily basis?
Not me. I just see shit.
Kind of like, you're just a voyeur. Yeah. You just watch.
I record it all.
Yeah.
What do you guys think I do all day? Actually clean?
No.
And blackmail people with it.
Yeah, I don't really know where I was going with that anymore. Well, but my point is that y'all are safe in a washer.
It's just so weird, though, that the people are like kicking the handles of like urinals and toilets because they're about to wash their hands like two seconds later.
Oh, but are they?
That's where I practice my karate. I practice karate in the bathroom. Well, I do a spin kick.
Someone practice karate.
If someone is taking the time to kick a handle, I would assume they are paranoid enough that they're going to wash the shit off of their hands like crazy.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
That's what
you would be surprised. Logic, see people.
It's hurting me, TJ.
Listen, I had a conversation with a gentleman last night. Nice guy, but fucking crazy. Also, by the way, real quick, before we continue, guys, I want to let you all know that coronavirus is not a real thing. It's not real. It's all fake. It's all a ploy by, who was it now? By flat earthers who are working in conjunction with the hollow earth theorists to slowly.
What the fuck's hollow earth?
Oh, we're not even going to get into that right now. We're not going to get into it right now.
Hollow earth is a theory? Like they think the earth's just like.
Earth's hollow. Bro, the earth is hollow because they are fucking lizard people living in it. Get with the times.
Did Jesus that guy literally Christ, go man. Off on that?
Yeah, he literally went off.
He mentioned lizard people in the center of the earth.
He walks by me, and I was just like, you know, how you doing, sir? And he's like, oh, good. And I was like, oh, like, you know, staying safe. And he's just, don't tell me you believe any of this shit. And I was like, what? Yeah, all those people that are quote unquote dying from coronavirus, it's all fake, bro. It's all fake news. I was like, okay, then this motherfucker goes off. And so, yeah, anyway, the point of this, I'm not going to get into it more, but the point of it is, guys, coronavirus isn't actually real, so don't worry. Everything's fine. Anyway, that was the dumbest shit I've ever heard. But this guy walks into the washroom. First off, he sanitizes his hands with, like, whatever the hell he had in his pocket or whatever, which I'm hoping was hand sanitizer.
Just a bottle of bleach. Just dumps it over his hands.
Hey, I saw a lady the other day spraying her kid's hands with bleach. And I was like, wow, okay.
You're going to give them a skin condition by the time they're like a teenager.
And it was like a kid. It was like, he could have been older than like 4 or 5, I'd say. I'm like, yo, like that kid, that is definitely absorbing into their fucking bloodstream. Anyway.
Mommy, my hands are hot.
Good. That means you got the coronavirus. But this motherfucker walks into the washroom. You know, does his business, doesn't wash his hands, takes a step back and full on hoofs the fucking handle to flush, and then just walks out of the bathroom. And I'm like, really? Like, your hands were touching everything on your person. So unless that motherfucker walked outside and just sprayed himself down with bleach, I don't know. I don't understand people's logics anymore. I've seen some weird shit. It's been a long 2 days, boys. I've seen some weird shit. I'm delusional.
Can I propose a theory here for you guys? Because I want to get in this bathroom etiquette here. All right. Okay. So I'm walking in the bathroom, right? So it's a bathroom where I don't have to pull a door in. I can just like lean my shoulder in and I'm into the bathroom. So no, my hands don't touch anything at this point. So stay with me. So I go to the urinal. I bust out my wiener.
And it goes thunk.
I use two hands. I do the deed. I put self back in self because I'm like a dog. It just retracts. And then
he just pulls it back.
Like so then, body. And then it's also like, I also leave the bathroom without using touching my hands. I shouldn't have to wash my hands. Like, it's no different. Like, my penis is clean. It's no different. Like, touching your arm, touching your neck. You know, it's my dick's clean. My arms are clean. Like, if I'm not touching anything in the bathroom, you don't need to wash your hands. Like, unless you're a dirty person. Like, I don't understand the whole, like, it's my penis. Like,
no, it's, you get there when you, whether you pee or, actually, you know what's even more crazy? Like, when you just flush a toilet, the amount of stuff that gets, okay. Well,
if it's automatic.
Even if you're just peeing, the amount of, like, spray that you don't see that gets back onto you, like, if you don't wash your hands, you'd be surprised how much urine is on people's bottom of the thing. It's fine. Shit.
Bro, I stand like you walk into the bathroom. I'm like by the sinks taking a piss. And you'll see everything. Like there ain't no splash damage. No, I'm out of the AOE.
Olympic pissing.
You know, I'm responsible. To this. I'm responsible. think I want you to test this. And then when you leave the bathroom, just to commit, I want you to lick your hands then. Just commit then. If it's not dirty, just lick
I want
your
a
hands.
Video of this. You want not the penis out. Oh. Penis part.
You got to get me on that Snapchat premium to see that video.
Oh, shit. All right. No, but okay, let me pose you a question to that, what you just said then. Are you at some point during the day, so if you do this during this pandemic, right? Just for example, at some point after you have left the washroom, are you disinfecting your shoulder?
Nah.
So then you are still at risk for contracting the virus, even if you aren't using your hands, and you should really be careful.
He's not talking about the virus. He's talking about is it polite bathroom etiquette?
Shit. It's just my penis. Like, the whole part. Like, it's nothing wrong. I still wash my hands.
So
like,
passionate. It's my penis.
It's my dick. My dick is just as clean as my forearm. It's hashtag the same size. Dick. Same. Yeah, pod dick. It's the same thing.
It don't sound good. It's not clean. It's dirty. It's gross.
I don't know. I understand what you're saying. Like, I mean, listen. If I'm at home, you know, and I'm wearing sweatpants, I can just kind of, you know, do the old.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't believe I've shaken your hand before.
But the sweatpants, there's no touching though. You're literally just touching the fabric.
Yeah.
You're just like, all right, I'm done.
Oh, that's fair. All right, that's fair. You're right. You're right. When I'm wearing jeans, I actually got to put a little effort into that. But
if you're wearing jeans, for sure, you got to wash your goddamn hands. That's just, or like if you're wearing like gym shorts and you can just kind of pull, you have to do this gimmick where you like pull them off to the one side on the one leg.
Pull the short leg up.
And
yeah.
That's
easy. That's easy. When you get drunk and shit, you're like, oh, if I pull my pants what on, is I happening? Might die.
Y'all remove your pants when you're peeing when you're drunk. Jesus, that's impressive. Shit.
I just
let her go.
My pants just come off when I get drunk anyways. It has nothing to do with if I have to go to the bathroom or not. I get hot. My body temp goes up and I just get hot and my clothes
it's
come off.
It's his response every time. Change all your pants up. Hot, man.
Hot, man. But did you have to take off your briefs too? Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta let that shit breathe.
It's like liquor hot. You know what I mean? It's like when I'm like multiple shots of like whiskey deep, then
he does not close his legs either. So when he sits down, he's full spreads, and you're like, I'm seeing everything right now.
There's nothing left to the imagination.
Nope.
Introducing the chocolate starfish!
You're like, oh, cool, no hood. Me too.
Yeah, there's going to be all these people coming out now with the Me Too shit, saying that they were exposed to your fucking...
That's why I gotta like stay like under the radar. Like I just want to be like enough where people listen to my show, but not enough where people like catch me in court.
Jesus Christ!
If I go to jail, they're gonna get my little ass. Like they're I'm a fucking snack. They will tear me up.
Day one.
I like how this has gone from like joking around about coronavirus to now we're talking about you going to prison.
It happens, bro. It's a fine line.
So what's the game when you're in prison? What's your survival plan?
I don't think I have one. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe just like I might just kill myself. I think everything else might just be so much worse for me because I'm not
the nicest guy.
The nicest guy. Who's in here for tax evasion? Where's Wesley Snipes?
Trying to find the guy who's in there for loitering.
He's just in there for loitering.
He's just, what did you do, man? It's like, oh, I just stood out in front of that Walmart for 5 hours.
Let's hang out at 7-Eleven then.
He was a Jay and Silent Bob of this bitch.
You got a quick stop, like, yo, you're going to jail.
I will admit, I never met anyone that's been, like, arrested for loitering.
I think you just get a ticket or something like that. There's a whole stand-up bit by Brian Regan who jokes about how, like, the most serious sounding, like, the worst sounding crime ever is manslaughter. Like, it sounds worse than murder, sounds worse than everything else. Like, you know, you're in prison, you ask, hey, what are you in for? And the guy goes, manslaughter! And he does this whole, like, bit. I don't want to try to do it. And then he goes, like, on the opposite end of the spectrum, probably, like, the worst crime, like, the most, like, dumb, like, oh, my God, like, stupidest crime ever is loitering. And he goes, could you really consider something a crime if it could be remedied as easily as just saying, all right, move along? move along.
You just have to leave the place you're at. just
take a step. That's how the crime stops. You just leave. And he has a really good stand-up about it, so I'm not going to, like, repeat the whole thing and butcher, but...
No, go ahead, do it.
Pretty good.
Do it.
Oh, okay.
Put you on the spot, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Word this is why we're here.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fucking Hulk Hogan.
I do have a confession to make, though.
Okay.
I have flushed a urinal by kicking it before, though.
I've done all.
Yeah, I've done it.
You know, just made TJ.
Do you know what you do to people like me? Listen, okay.
You wear gloves, right? You wear gloves.
Do you know how many fucking times I have had to take apart?
Wow, he went extreme Canadian there.
Urinal, bud. To replace this little fucking, like, ball gimmick thing. I don't know what the fuck it's called.
Listen.
That breaks. So look, when that's you're taking a step back and super kicking that motherfucker like Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. Sweet Jim music, the fucking urinal. Like, ain't that big of a deal?
You know what? I
put that guy down like Ric Flair, son.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's always been a really shitty bar where you, like, you don't want to touch anything.
Fuck, I get
because
that.
Like you don't want to touch the same surface that some meth head just touched 2 seconds before you
with his tongue.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to get my hands dirty.
So that's the only time.
Yeah, I'm not fucking lighting up like a gourmet, like a steakhouse that I'm at, but like if Olive Garden and below, they getting kicked.
See, I would if I was in a fancy place like that. Yeah, for sure.
But it's not the worst thing I've done in the bathroom.
I think you guys have told numerous stories on your podcast about bad stuff you've done in bathrooms.
Yeah, but you know where they haven't, who hasn't heard these stories?
No.
People on my show.
Oh, okay.
All 10 of my listeners, so tell the goddamn story.
Well, you know what? I want James to tell his first. You know, not destroying a bathroom. Mm. What he did, was it Dunkin' Donuts?
It was Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. We're going to do a thing here. Everyone is going to tell their worst bathroom stories. Go.
Oh, I'm going to disappoint you. Seriously, I don't even think I have one.
It's all right.
Josh, like, I read the Quran.
I read the Quran.
I think legitimately, like, this is, it's so lame because I don't get drunk like ever, so none of this shit ever happens to me. The only time I can honestly remember is I went to a Target and I clogged the toilet and I just left without telling anyone. It's not really a good story. that's literally the only one I can think of off the top of my head. If there is one that actually pops into my head, but that's better than that, I will let you know at the end, but I honest to God can't think of anything.
It's still not a bad one. But James, regale us.
Right. So
this is the main event.
I was like 15 or 16. I know I had to been 16, so I got my driver's license, and you know, it was me and my father. You know, took me to go get my driver's license. I passed the test. I'm driving home, and I'm like, I'm just feeling excited. Like, I'm just like, I'm 16. I'm all fucking amped up, ready to fight the world. I got a driver's license. You can't stop me now. I'm gonna be president.
I like the logic steps there.
Hey, anybody can be president at this point. So
you ain't wrong.
So we're driving home, and I know you guys are, you know, you got your Tim Hortons. We rock the Dunkin' Donuts around here.
I'm enjoying right now.
Well, Tim Hortons has way better coffee. I will say that. So I'm on my way back, and my dad's like, "Yo, can you pull over Dunkin' Donuts? I'll get you something to eat. We'll get a coffee. I will celebrate." I mean, it's the only thing that was in the area. So, you know, like, it wasn't really like that big of a, like, oh my God, you're treating me to Dunkin' Donuts. It's just, it was the only thing in the area. It's like, all right. So I pull over. I was like, all right, I got to go to the bathroom. And now most, you know, public restrooms, it's just like, just that toilet with like the piping that sticks out the wall. You walk into this Dunkin' Donuts, it's got like this luxurious porcelain toilet with the top tank and everything. And I'm like, I looked at that thing and I'm like, I'm a shit in the top tank. For no reason. Like, it's not like they gave me bad service. Everybody was super polite. I had a jelly donut coffee, and it was flawless. The guy behind the counter was super friendly. And my first instinct was like, yo, I'm going to ruin their day. And I did. It was a like a big fucking like protein filled. Like I used to work out a lot. Like just a fucking redwood of a dump in the top tank. And then I flushed it because I wanted to see what that actually did. And it was like just like if nothing came at first. And then it was just like the fucking shining of shit. This fucking mud water just started pouring out the thing. I was like, dude, I fucking bounced. I told my dad in the car ride home, like, I was like, we were like far enough away where he wouldn't like tell me to turn around and like rectify the situation, but like just close enough where he thought it was funny.
Man. Holy yeah, shit.
I still think about that. Like, I know that dog and nose is still there, and I don't, I've never been back.
You'll walk in, that guy will be standing there. You.
He's going to shoot you.
It'd be justified. I'd get it. I wouldn't even beg for my life. I'd be like, that's fair.
That's a fair point, sir.
I just love the fact that there's nothing that they did wrong.
No. Like, I tell you, like, and that's the worst part. Like, as a kid, it didn't bother. Like, I didn't, like, I just did it. I didn't think about it. But, like, as I got older, I realized, like, yo, they didn't deserve that. There's no way. That guy's like, yo. Toilet's pouring out poop again. He opens up the top tank, man. It's just a fucking foot long in there.
I just hope that whoever did have to clean it up literally said it like that. He's like, yo, the toilet's pouring out poop again. Like,
yeah, that like, exactly. Like again, like it's a regular occurrence.
We gotta fix this. We need that regular toilet, not this fucking throne.
I think the funniest part about that story is me picturing your dumbass at 16. God. Like squatting over top of the top part, like that takes skill. You know,
it's not easy. I ain't gonna lie, because there's no toilet seat cover. Like you just get like the one you put your cheeks on. There's no like lid. So like I remember like I don't know if you've ever been like a shoddy toilet before. Like it starts to wobble a bit. I remember that thing like wobbling, and I had like brace my hand against the back of the tank to make sure this fucking hot log made its in. There's just so much effort, like top tank something.
quick pause. I feel so bad for my regular listeners of the show because there is literally no shit talk on my podcast. And they're going to get a full 30 minutes of it to start this episode off.
Welcome to Still Learning Podcast with our the rest of us dumbasses here.
Welcome to Shit Talk with the Still Learning Podcast.
Welcome to Shit Talk. Welcome to Shit's Loading with...
That's pretty good.
Shit's still not loading.
Is that fucking thing still? I got a segue real quick before we get to everyone else's stories because Josh, you'll get a kick out of this. So I saw my boy Kazo Jones last night or this morning. And I hadn't seen him in a little while. And he goes, hey. I'm like, hey, what's up? He's like, oh, you know. He's like, so how's things? I'm like, oh, pretty good. And he goes, yo, has Josh's podcast fucking loaded yet? I said no.
Oh my god!
Is his podcast loaded yet? I was like, no. He's like, ah, fuck.
I got that dialogue. Has he ever even listened to the show?
I don't think so.
He can go fuck himself.
I played an episode for him once, but yeah, he's not. He hasn't even listened to my show for fuck's sake. So.
I think I said before I joined the Podbeard Network, I considered starting my own and calling it the Fully Loaded Network. Just to
that is such a better name. Holy shit. What are we doing?
But
Fully Loaded.
But yeah,
I just wanted to tell you that little story there because I just thought that was funny.
Good. I honestly feel honored that he still remembers my show enough to make a dig at me.
Yeah, and also the Still Shitting, you know, is another name, by the way. Welcome back to Still Shitting. I'm your host, Josh. That was a steamer. Anyway. Yo, you guys ever heard of an Alabama Hot Pocket?
What?
An Alabama Hot Pocket.
No. Okay, I don't know if I want to.
So, Brian, what's your story? I'm curious now. I got to hear it. Okay.
So, me and James were younger. We used to go to this really shitty bar. And this place was awful. It was just like, it was the divest of dive bars. Eventually got shut down by the county.
Oh, shit.
It was awful. And I didn't really like going there. I didn't like the people there. It was just awful. But like, all, you know, all my friends like going there, so you know.
And we knew the DJ, which was
that's a good point.
So we just text them to play music, and he'd skip other people's music and put our shit on, like regardless of like the vibe of the room.
Yeah, so we had friends there, but I hated this place. So like, what I would do, so I'd go into the bathroom, and there was no one in the bathroom. The bathroom was big, by the way. It wasn't just like a one toilet. It was like a couple urinals. Like, I think I only had one stall actually, but. So, no one in the bathroom. I this move I like to call the spin.
Oh my god.
I would just I would just piss all over this bathroom, everywhere. Like, especially the toilet paper. I would soak the toilet paper, make sure I did that. Like,
yeah, you shouldn't be shitting at a bar. That's just my philosophy. So, if you go to refill that toilet paper and it's wet, you've already like miscalculated your whole life where you're pooping at a bar.
But I would soak whole bar or the whole bathroom.
The bar, then, Jesus Christ, walks over. Hey, what's up, man? Start pissing everywhere.
But then like I would leave the bathroom just giggling. I would just everyone knew what I was doing in there because I would tell people just.
I hate defending that you did this, but to his, like, most people would go to that bathroom just to do drugs, like, hardcore drugs.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it's not really, like, he was, like, ruining the experience for everybody else. It was just, like, he was actually probably brought the value up a bit. He's, like, washing, like, the residual coke and meth down the drain.
I actually think you did everyone a favor because hopefully anyone who was there to do drugs walked in and went, what the fuck, this is, and then just left.
Josh, I'd like you to think that. That's
true. You made a difference. St. Brian made a difference.
Fucking St. Brian.
If anything, I made that bathroom more sterile.
Just say no, kids. Out there.
But that was, I mean, it's not a good thing to do, but honestly, I still
like it. Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, gosh.
That's St. Brian's verse 3:19, by the way.
Just be an asshole.
And as he coded the walls of the cathedral with his steaming urine, he cleansed all of the devil's shit. I can't think of a word.
You know what?
Yeah, you're good, you're good. You got this.
Off of the walls. Saved the sinners from their evil ways. Praise be to him. In the name of our Lord. Amen.
You know, interesting thing.
And then he uttered, yeah, don't do that.
It used to be a church.
Oh, yeah, it did used to be a church.
What?
Yeah. I actually forgot about that.
Funnier.
I forgot about that. It did used to be a church. Because they had they held a rave for, like, where like the pews used to be.
What?
It was a rave there. Like,
were the pews still there?
No. You could tell that was like the grand hall or whatever, like, you know. But that's sort of, it was just like the only big talks. Yeah. And they had like a giant like drug filled rave there with like four people that showed up.
Holy shit. Big crowd that night.
Yeah.
Fuck. This was also the same bar that a cop got jumped at outside of the bar in full uniform.
What?
Yeah.
So, why did you guys go to this place?
For these kind of stories.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So that many years later, he could do a podcast and talk about it.
Yeah, basically. I was planning for the future.
One day I will write a book that I could write a whole book about all the stories that happened at this bar. Like, at a certain point, we would just go to the bar and we wouldn't really get that drunk. We would just kind of just assess things and just be like, oh, man, this is going to be one of them nights. And then we would just like lean into it and it would turn into one of like these just extravagant nights. Like I found like a random drum set one night and just had a crowd of people around. Like, I'm fucking shit faced and just playing drums. And there's like the owner of the bar is like, I didn't even know I had a drum set up here. Like, I'm just fucking jamming.
Oh, man.
That's freaking shit I seen by Josh Flatterly.
Yeah, that bar was nuts. That, I mean, rightfully so. I mean, some dude got like stabbed. Like, yeah. That bar is gnarly.
They had their own little police force. Remember that? They had the Rent-A-Cops. Yeah. They had like 10 people inside the bar that were like in police uniforms. They weren't actual cops, though. Their own private security for this shitty hole in the wall bar.
Jeez.
The owner of the bar would come down and just buy everybody free drinks and get shit-faced on the floor with everybody. It was just crazy.
And that's why you pissed all over the wash.
Yeah, he's like, yo, we gotta appreciate the value of this bar more.
I'm an agent of chaos.
Holy shit. Chaotic neutral or whatever that thing is.
Do you have one for your for yourself, TJ?
Worst thing that's ever happened to me in a washroom. It's not even really gross, but like it could be gross. Okay, so it was a long day, and I had to take myself a shit, right? So I had to take myself a shit. I had to. It was a long, long day. So I go into this washroom, and I sit down, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to like – okay, when you guys sit down on the holy throne there, on the white throne, do you guys like you taking your pants right down to your ankles, or you like do like the half thing?
Mine's like right above my knees.
Down. Yeah. Okay.
Do you? I don't want my pants to touch the dirty floor. I don't know how clean the floor is.
You could always do like scrubs and just take them off and hang them up on the hook.
On the roof.
Not the roof toilet.
So after this time, I now am much more careful about what I'm doing, because I was basically doing my business and I was like, you know what? I feel like stretching out a little bit. So I put my pants all the way down. They were touching the floor. And, you know, I'm doing my thing. Okay. I didn't realize it was an automatic flushing toilet. So I'm like just about done my business. All of a sudden the fucking thing flushes. And I'm like, what the hell? I wasn't done yet. And that's the worst feeling ever, you know, because it feels like your whole everything's being sucked out of your asshole.
I 100% agree.
How close are you sitting to the bottom of that toilet?
Well, you see, Josh, I have a massive ass, so it hangs.
Can I tell you what I do real quick? With those automatic toilets, if I know it's one of those ones that like that might flush if I like move a little bit while I'm taking a dump, I actually will take like a sheet of toilet paper, dunk it in the water, and cover that sensor so that way it doesn't flush until I tell it to flush.
Yo, that is a fantastic idea.
Yeah, I hate that. Never thought of that. It scares the shit. I mean, no pun intended, does scare the shit out of me when I'm like just mid-crowning. And it just fucking just flushes
it's
on me.
It's taking all of your focus to get that out. You're just like,
Now I feel rushed. Now I feel like I got to put my phone away. I can't keep playing the game. Like I have to get up and like leave now. I can't just hang out after it's already flushed.
Your favorite recent episode of Stolen Podcast.
You know, like Wario Land. I'm not done yet.
I still got another 45 minutes.
Would you say you were still loading your shit?
Whoa.
Come on.
I got to go, guys. For bad puns.
You're in the penalty box for 5 minutes.
But go ahead. Your toilet flush. So, I'm sorry.
So toilet flushes. I'm like, God damn it. Whatever. All right. So I finish my business, you know, make sure I clean myself. And I get up and I pull the old pants up. And to my horror, my boxers and my pants are fucking soaked.
Oh, no.
I'm talking like mainly my boxers. They're just drenched. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? So I thought, oh, my God, like I put my stuff down and like it was piss. And oh, I was freaking out. Took them off. And then as I get up, the toilet flushes again. And I realize it's leaking out of the bottom.
Ugh.
Like the fresh water that's coming in is leaking out the bottom. So I'm like, okay, at least it's clean water. At least, okay. But so I'm faced with a dilemma. I'm standing there butt-ass naked. the day I came screaming into this world. Except for, obviously, I was wearing a shirt still. And I'm standing there looking at myself. Because it was like one of those like really fancy fucking bathrooms that has like it's like not like a cubicle. They're like – it's actually like a – like there's like walls on either side of you and then like a door. It's fancy as fuck. And there's a little mirror and I'm staring at myself in the mirror and I'm like, yo, what the fuck are we going to do? And I'm also alone. Cause like if I was with Sam or something, I would have texted her and be like, babe, like fucking help me. I don't know what to do. I would have like sent her to a store to get me pants or something. But I was like, I was all alone on this. So I was like, all right, this is what separates the men from the boys. So I open the door and I see across the bathroom, there's like a little like alcove where they have the hand dryers and they're the really, really fancy ones that are like really good. They just blow all the water off your hands really nicely. So I go, okay, it's go time. So I walk out just free balling, right? Cause I'm free balling. And I wander over And I go, all right. I start drying my boxers first so I can at least cover myself, cover my sin, you know. And they're just about dry. Because my plan is I'm going to get the stuff dry, put it on, run over to a store and buy at least some new boxers, put those on so it doesn't feel so fucking dirty. And then in walks someone who works there to clean the bathroom. And my ass is standing there just I look at him, he looks at me. I at least put my arm down and put my jeans down around my unit. So I'm like, how are you today, sir? Just looks out. I said, I swear to God, I'm not a weirdo, man. I had a little bit of a water accident. He goes, oh, is that that toilet that leaks? I was like, you knew it leaked? You fuck.
You fuck.
I finish drying my stuff and went home and couldn't look at myself in the mirror for a couple days because I was so embarrassed. And
bro, that anxiety of just like that whole situation just sounds awful.
Holy shit.
You do realize that guy has definitely ran into that problem before. He's not the first person he saw in that situation. Like, he's walked in there before.
He actually set the toilet to make it leak so he can walk in on people and just see their penis.
That's a long way to go.
Is that the first...
I was just saying that was the first time ever that I can say in my life that someone has walked into a room, aside from my fiance, obviously, and like I've turned to see who it was and they've seen everything. And I was just like, oh, it's a little cold in here.
It's usually longer.
It's usually shorter.
I just like how the first, like, Brian and James's stories were about some awful thing they did to a bathroom, and your story is some awful thing a bathroom did to you.
This is why I take my revenge on them whenever I can. This is why I'm a fat guy.
So you should be praising everyone that kicks the urinal handles because they're taking revenge for you.
Yeah, but then on I also bathrooms. Fix them now. So it's like kind of a lose-lose situation. But anyway, yeah, that's my story. That's also probably top 10 worst things that's ever happened to me in my life. That's for sure up there.
That's a stressful situation.
That's
tough. That's tough.
I'd rather get caught doing the deed that I did than go through what you did. Like, I just feel like I just feel like I had like a better explanation for like, I'm a piece of shit. And then we both move on. Like, yours is just so unexplainable. It's just like, no, it's not what you think. It's just the water, it's leaking, but my pants is, I'm not fucking the dryer. Like, it's just, I'm not having sex with an appliance.
Because usually when that kind of stuff happens and you, like, because I see that shit at work all the time, right? Like, that's not that weird for me because guys will shit themselves, right? Especially truck drivers, like, they'll literally shit themselves because they have no other option. And they'll just walk inside and they'll dunk their boxes in the water and then they'll clean them and then dry them and put them back on and move on with their lives. So, like, he probably thought that's what was happening, but I'm like, no.
I didn't shit myself.
I'm not a trucker.
Listen, I'm not a trucker. There's nothing worse than shitting yourself, for sure. That's like top three worst things that ever happened to you as a human being. But also needing to do something like that where you have to like dry your stuff because there's water on it. That sucks. That's the shits. Oh my God. But I wanted to share something with you guys. I think it's just hilarious going back to COVID-19 here for a second. So
that was a 30-minute long tangent.
Yes.
World record.
I'm for it. So here in Canada, all of our sports have been canceled, right? As I'm sure they have been in the States too, to my understanding. So there's no hockey, right? So Canadians are freaking the fuck out. I personally could give two shits, but anyway. I'm sad. So what they've started doing on the news now to follow the whole social distancing thing, which, by the way, for those of you who are not familiar with what that is, you should be at this point. Basically, you got to stay at least, I think it's like at least a foot to 3 feet away from people. That's kind of
like 6 feet.
I could be wrong. That's ideal, but like in certain, I think it depends on like if you absolutely have no choice, at least a foot away, because that person sneezes on you, you're fucked. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But so what the news has started to do when they're interviewing people, these fucking CTV news, these fuckers have taped a microphone to a hockey stick. And they have, and they are just holding the end of the hockey stick at the person.
Oh my God.
And that is how Canadians are coping with the loss of hockey.
That's awesome.
We're also almost, we almost have a cure for coronavirus too, by the way, apparently.
I heard about that.
Did you see, what is it? All the pubs down in Ireland closed down, and less than a day later, they the Irish developed a test that will give you, let you know if you're positive for coronavirus in under 15 minutes. It took
took 24
than a
hours.
Day.
Don't you know it's St. Patrick's Day? We have to fucking drink. Fuck the bug.
Well, and there's all these, so like excuse me, so Ontario is in like a literal like state of emergency, like we no gatherings of people of 50 or more people at all. I think it's now it's like 20. They've upped it up even more as of today, but there's all these fucking kids, these goddamn stupid fucking kids that were like, man, it's St. Patty's Day, so they all partied, right? So now my hope is they all get it, and then they just fuck off for a while. I have no sympathy, because those are the stupid fucking people. Listen, if you're going to take one thing away from this goddamn podcast, number one, James and Brian are terrible people, because they shit in the back of the toilet, piss all over walls.
Not arguing it.
I'm just kidding. I love those guys. I love you guys. I'm speaking like you're not here, but it's, you're here, so I'm so happy. But like... that, and then also, for the love of God, just fucking stay home, okay? Seriously. Like, just stay home, Skype with your friends, it'll be a good time.
Well said.
But yeah, I just thought that was funny as shit, the whole hockey stick thing. I just, wow. That just tickled me in the right spot, you know?
Pretty sure I've seen that in a movie before, too. I can't remember, can't place it, but I'm like, I kind of remember someone like taping like a microphone to like a hockey stick.
Oh,
like,
I'm sure
it's from Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
You're right.
I think that you're right. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just because it's a Kevin Smith movie and he loves hockey. And so it makes sense that he would put that in as like a hockey stick as a boom stand or like a boom mic holder, whatever the fuck the proper term is. I don't work in the industry, but you know,
I don't work
saying.
Here.
I don't know you.
That's my purse.
Just kind of in thinking of movies and stuff. What have, or in like just media in general? What have you guys been doing to stay stay busy during all this, during this lockdown?
Sleeping in porn.
No,
I've been sleeping a lot actually, or trying to. Honestly, like my entire life has gone through a full like 180 degree change now that I've been on overnights, because like usually if it wasn't for that, I would be literally, I've been trying to keep up on the news a little bit, but like, you know, also it freaks people out, the whole like, because like all they're talking about on the fucking news and TV is how many people have died and blah 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 blah. So it's like I've been trying to avoid that as much as possible while still keeping up on stuff that I feel I need to. But so for the most part, I've been just, I haven't done any gaming yet at all, but I'm planning on fucking with The Witcher 3 again real hard in a couple days once I'm off work. I'm planning on spending literally the entire day doing that. We've been preparing a grocery list for what we're going to get, and I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, watching a lot of The Simpsons on Disney Plus, and that's pretty much all I've been doing.
Brian or James, what about you guys? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been playing a lot of video games. I don't have a lot of work to do. You know, I'm working from home, so I mean, I'm still working, but I mean, I've been playing through Dark Souls 3. I'm almost done beating that. I beat the first two earlier this year. I thought that was going to take me a lot longer, but. Apparently
especially
not.
With your record for beating games.
Yeah, I know. I beat two games this year.
Don't listen to him. He ain't beat shit. He ain't no shit. He ain't beat a fucking thing.
And then this morning, I beat Halo 1 Remastered because I saw that got released on the Master Chief Collection. So I played through that, beat that whole thing. That was enjoyable. And I'm trying to think, literally in front of me, I was playing, like just setting up a board game that I bought years ago, and I was just playing through it by myself. This is Star Wars Rebellion. I'm not even kidding. It's literally sitting right in front of me. I have all the pieces laid out.
Hey, you sent me a picture of it. You're like, oh.
Yeah, I'm running out of ideas because I don't like playing video games, but eventually after a certain point, I'm like, I need to do something else. So I'm trying to think of like maybe reading more.
But that's what about you, James?
Unironically, it's about that time of year I started going like deep diving into playing some SNES games, and like wasn't like, you know, prior to like the COVID thing and all that shit, but I was playing Zombies Ate My Neighbors pretty hardcore.
Good shit.
That's always been one of like my favorite games, and it's just like funny that it's like there's a quarantine going on. I mean, most of the monsters in the game aren't really zombies, but you know, the title of the game is Zombies Ate My Neighbors, and playing between that and Ghoul Patrol, which is like the quasi sequel to the game. But like every now and again, I go through like a spurt of like just playing old SNES games and just shit like that. And because like my, like how, you know, I have my the Raspberry Pi setup going, so I'll, you know, my game room, I'll be playing like some SNES games or some Sega games or some shit like that. And like my wife will be, you know, just playing Minecraft on my computer or whatnot. And it's just, you know, we just hang out in the room together, just bullshitting, and I'm sitting there just raging at how hard some SNES games are. How unforgiving they are.
Oh my god. Are they ever. I've been playing Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Just came out, I think, what, last week or something? Yeah, last week.
You've been loving that game, eh? I've been seeing all your posts. You're loving it, eh?
It's so good. It is. Have any of you guys played Ori and the Blind Forest?
That's negative.
I did. I actually really enjoyed that game. I was... Unfortunately, since I've been playing Dark Souls, I haven't checked out Will of the Wisps, but it's definitely on my list when I get to that, because I really love the first one.
It definitely improves a lot on the first one. I think the big... Like, I want to do a full episode of my podcast on Will of the Wisps, and I also want to redo Ori and the Blind Forest, because I did a solo episode on it, like, I don't know, 2 years ago or something like that, and I really wasn't... I'm not really not that pleased with it, like, looking back on it, but, It's crazy how like good, how much better they made it. And it's like, I shouldn't say how much better, but it's definitely better, but it's just, it's a really good sequel. And it's interesting because the first game, the story in the first game, like rips your heart out. I don't know if you remember that, Brian, but like it's an emotional game. And the second game, it doesn't start out that way. And then it eventually kind of, so far, at least I'm getting towards the end, but so far it's pretty emotional. It's really good so far.
Wasn't it like a little more combat in the second one?
Yes, there's a lot of combat. It's weird. You have a lot more abilities to choose from too, and they make you, they give you kind of almost like spell slots. You get a number as you explore around the world and explore around the level. You get a number of different spells, and you can unlock a bunch of different spells through exploring and finding them. But you can only choose a certain amount to actually be able to use them. So, or to actually have like some type of an effect on you. So you have to, you can also find more spell slots. It's called shard slots in the game, but because they're stone shards, but for all intents and purposes, they're just spells, or they add status effects to Ori. And you start out with only being able to equip three, but as you find combat shrines throughout the world, you get more of these slots, so that way you get more options to pick and choose from. But that also, you have to explore the world and complete a challenge in order to get it. It's not just given to you. So it rewards players for more exploration and more skill with their combat. It's so fucking good. I can't recommend it enough so far.
Bringing back Metroidvanias again.
Oh, they never... The indies brought them back. Like, every fucking indie game is a Metroidvania, it feels like. Dead Cells is a roguelike, but it's also a Metroidvania. What is it? There is a Axiom Verge. There's a ton of indie games that are like that.
True. I mean, I love both of those games. But yeah, I mean, like, it's on my list to check out. I mean, I'm really excited, actually. I want to beat Dark Souls 3 before I do that, because I need to get it done.
I actually bought Ori and the Blind Forest off of Josh's recommendation. I've yet to play it. I still have it. But yeah, you remember you telling me about it like a long time ago, and you're like, oh, you never played this game? You got to get it. And like the next time it went on sale for like $5-6 or whatever, I ended up picking up. I haven't played it yet, but it's still sitting in my Steam library installed. So it's like, it's on deck to be played, and I'll get around to it eventually. Yeah, I never played it before. Out. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Quarantine, baby. Sneeze in my mouth. Playing
video games. See, I would love to say that I bought it too, but like I don't buy video games anymore. So
you steal them?
Unless it's, under $10, you know.
It was, he just said it was $5.
Yeah, I got, yeah, that's on Steam though. That's on Steam though.
I don't fuck with that. You don't have a PC.
I don't fuck with that. I have this old shitty laptop that barely runs that I'm running my entire podcast empire on, okay? listen. It's
seasoned.
You know how much work it is now to do this? No. Seasoned is the right word.
It's like an iron skillet. It's seasoned.
Everything I cook on, it tastes like fucking ground beef, and doesn't matter what it is.
You walk in the kitchen, just TJ grilling on the...
I just imagine all like Brian James and I finally make the trek up to visit you in Ontario. We record an episode on your podcast and we all just sound like you because you're all grilling on the same. I don't know. The metaphor fell through.
I get what you're saying. It's all good. Everyone's going to sound like me and no one wants that. So it's okay. But it's funny. Like with what people are doing as far as like, it's hard to, because this is what, day two for you guys, day three.
For you guys kind technically, of being on. For at least in my household, this is actually day like five. My wife got sent home from work Friday. Friday was her first day where she was like told that she can't go to work. So this is like actually close to day six. Even this is actually for me, this is day like one because this is my first day that I actually stayed home from work.
Captain's log, masturbated 14 times today.
Had to throw the sock out finally. Yeah. It was full.
It was full.
Oh God!
It's not seeping out of the seams. It was not a pleasant experience. Oh, but like, it's funny because like there are. I uploaded a status. What was it? Friday? Last Friday? That was basically me telling everyone to calm the fuck down and like wash your hands, you filthy fucks, you know, it's basically the gist of it, and stop hoarding toilet paper because we all need it. And I was like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to talk about it on the podcast or whatever, because like I feel like unless we can do it in like a kind of a lighthearted way, it's just like, you know, so many people are talking about it. And I ended up doing that status, and like it's so interesting because so many people who normally would be at home are now complaining that they're stuck at home. And like, I'm just like, guys, like, isn't this what you wanted? Like, I literally was talking to people at work, and the thought of me being at home for at least two weeks with my girl just hanging out, I'm like, are you kidding me? That's a fucking vacation to me. Like, you, and people were like, no, man, I couldn't stand that. That would suck. I'm like, wow, I feel bad for you. Holy shit. Like, you don't like video games? You don't watch TV? Like, I don't understand, man. You need a goddamn hobby, son. Start a podcast. Like, shit.
Start a goddamn hobby.
You kidding me? If I'm going to be stuck at home for 2 weeks, I have all these games that I, like all those like free PS Plus games, you know, that's my gimmick. I literally have so many of them I haven't even touched that I'm like, yo, if I'm stuck at home for 2 weeks, those are all getting played. I don't even care.
My wife has been getting so much shit done throughout the 5 or 6 days she's had off. Like, she has gone through, like, our bedroom was a complete mess. I'm talking like there was so many just like clothes on the floor. She had two fucking tubs. Well, I shouldn't say tubs, but like shoe boxes filled with nail polish bottles. Holy some shit. Full, some empty. No one fucking knew. And like empty hairspray cans and everything. And the worst part is I would look at it, and I mean, I don't mean any disrespect to her, but all of it was hers.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you said all this.
All of it. Nah, oh, no, she already knows.
What's hers is yours, buddy. You guys are married.
Yeah.
But like, the thing goes, is, bud. Like, you know, you're not wrong. But if I try to clean that up, I don't know where half of her, like, she wants this to go, because
yeah, but that's your out, buddy. You put that shit wherever you think it goes. She'll never leave that shit out again because she'll never find it. You put that shit in her sock drawer, her underwear drawer. You put that shit in the top tank of the toilet. She's gonna be like, well, I guess I better clean up my own shit, otherwise my husband's gonna fucking bury it.
Buddy, why is the toilet flushing pink?
Yeah, dude. See? I'm telling you, there's something to learn.
See, like, me and my girl, like, her, you know, quote-unquote, like, makeup area, getting ready for work area is also my podcast studio. It's like, so we have opposite ends of the room. So, like, I'm in there doing my shit, and the other day, I had to, like, move a bunch of stuff around because I was trying to, like, set up video. So I was, like, trying to set up my curtains and shit, and I ended up moving, like, her little like desk, and she has it set up exactly the way she wants it. There's stuff everywhere, but she knows where it is. And I accidentally, like, I moved and knocked half the stuff on the floor and then put it back. And I thought I was like being really fucking smart, right? I'm like, oh, I got this shit on lock. So literally next day she's like, so did you move all my stuff? And I was like, what a preposterous notion. She was just like, you're full of shit. And I was like, no, but Josh, I got to pitch something to you real quick. Okay.
All right.
So since Courtney and you are both home, right, you've got, and I mean got to,
hit it raw.
I knew where it was going.
Can't give me that window.
My punchline. No, but that too. But also, that's real talk for a second. Everyone's like, oh man, I couldn't stand being home with my woman for that long. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? 2 weeks, you're both home, no stresses. Really? Guess what I'm doing the whole fucking time.
You damn her. Right.
Anyway.
Damn right.
I think you underestimate how many people hate each other.
Yeah, it's true. I'm like, yo, like, that's my best friend, man. I'd love to hang out with her for 2 weeks straight. Are you kidding me? That hasn't happened since we started dating. Fuck. Anyway, what I was going to say is we got to get spilling the tea with Courtney C happening. Come on.
I'm in it. That Stardew Valley episode was fantastic.
That was fucking one of the best episodes you've done. You did awesome. Don't get me wrong. You always do. But, like, you always do good, you know? But like, she was, like, the perfect, like, it was so funny hearing you interact with her. Because, like, you guys interacted the exact way I thought you would, you know? like when people go back and listen to the episode I did with Sam, they were like, yo, you're a completely different person when you're talking to Sam. I'm like, no, I'm not. They're like, no, you are. Like, you're like all like your voice changes and it's like, no, it doesn't. And then I go back and listen to it and I'm like, shit, it does. But like, you literally like, you are still you. You just like, you can hear in your voice that like, you're like listening to her and you're just appreciating everything she's saying and you're really truly listening. And I'm like, oh, Josh is such a good listener. He's such a good guy, you know?
Thank you.
So I don't know. You got to make that happen. You guys have got time. So I mean,
I don't know if I'm going to call it that, but I have an idea for a podcast. I might actually put it on Anchor. So that way it's free hosting, but yes. I want to call
fuck
it
with Anchor boys. I'm telling you right now, like just fuck everything else. Anchor it up.
Copyright me. I want to do a podcast called My Wife Hates Me, and the whole idea is that I want to make her watch movies or TV shows that I loved either growing up or just in general, but I know she's probably not going to, or probably won't be her favorite, and then do an episode, record like immediately after we're finished watching it, and get her raw reactions to it.
That's good.
That'd be funny. I could fuck with it. That'd be good.
That was my idea. Because the whole spilling the tea with Courtney C, that's so hard to say. But
No, it's not. You just gotta say it properly. That's why I'll do.
I like spilling the tea with Courtney. I think that just works.
Nah.
I know. You kind of lose the rhyme, or it's like a slanted rhyme or something like that. But I think spilling the tea with Courtney just works better.
We're back here with spilling the tea with Courtney C. Here's your host, Courtney Colville. Come on, do it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Courtney C part.
I will literally do all of the work. All you got to do is just send me the raw file. I will do everything else.
I can edit it. We'll see. I
have no time to even do my own shit, but I'm like, come on. we need a girl. We need more female podcasters in the world, man. Come on.
Oh, I see what this is.
Yeah.
So you just want a female podcaster on your network.
Yeah, show Bob's.
Yeah. Okay. So I have a question that I'd like to pose to this panel of quarantine-ers. So we've talked about like shitting situations, and we've talked about a bunch of random shit and talking about what we're doing to pass the time. But I'm curious, as a fat guy, I want to live vicariously through you. What are you eating? What's like your main snackage during this quarantine right now?
I mean, I love to cook, so I've been making some real, like, I have all this free time to, like, cook some real hardcore shit. Like, I mean, the other night I made homemade wontons, made homemade egg rolls, fresh cut veggies, everything. Yeah, like last night I made a spicy ginger salmon. Like I had a whole salmon cut up into portions. I made it with a fresh garlic and butter creme fraiche asparagus on the side. So I've been I love to cook. So having like the free time to just be able to just like I chop all my veggies early in the day. That way I don't have to like it's not a rush at like 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock when we're hungry. So I've been like going hardcore. Like so that I've been enjoying it. Our freezer is usually pretty stocked, pretty good, just so because we hate grocery shopping. Yeah, I worked in a grocery store for like 11 years, so it's a fucking chore. So like when I go, I'll buy all my groceries to try and last me like a month, so I don't have to go back because I hate being there because people know me.
Hey, that's the kind of shit in the back of the toilet.
There he is. Get him. They start lighting the
fucking torch. Shopping at Dunkin' Donuts.
you guys got bagels and asparagus.
Oh my god.
But aside from that, I will say a huge shout out to like the fast food people in our area because I have partaked in like Panera and. I went to like a Subway and I went to an Elevation Burger over like the past like week and a half. And it was all like you can't dine in. You know, you order on like Uber Eats or and like it's just the service, like they're just dealing with so much like pressure from all the people like ordering that way and not dining in. So there's no wait time. It's, you know, all these restaurants are now like fast food just to get all that many orders out. And they are doing a phenomenal job.
And they're putting up with a lot of shit. So I'm
facts
sure that,
so shout out to the food industry folks out here holding it down, still showing up to work and being clean. Yeah. I haven't gotten sick from it. So shout out to all of y'all doing the Lord's work.
So honestly, mine's really boring. It's like for someone, I used to order takeout all the time. I'm not even ordering takeout anymore. I'm like, I'm just trying to get like lose weight. So I'm trying to like eat just like sandwiches and stuff like that, like make sure good portion control. Every like, you know, morning I'll go to like there's a coffee place down the road from me. I'll go through there. They have like a drive through. I'll get like a bagel and like a coffee, but you know, that's really it. There's not much special about, you know, what I'm eating. Quarantining, I'm doing less takeout, which is bizarre.
That is bizarre.
trying to save money too. So
yeah, I hear you on that.
For me, it really just depends on like what Courtney and I decide to have for dinner. So last night, I made burgers. And I like to cook my burgers with, I put seasoned salt on top of it to cook it in. So that way it makes it a little bit more flavorful. And then tonight Courtney made dinner and she made a taco casserole, which was interesting. It was like she put a layer of like tortillas on the bottom, I think on the bottom at least, if not the bottom, definitely in the middle. Then a layer of like refried beans mixed in with taco seasoning. So she kind of whipped that all together.
Oh, shit.
And then, you know, just black beans, diced tomatoes, salsa and like just salsa in general, like, and then a layer of cheese on the top.
I've had something like that before, and it is phenomenal.
Yeah,
it
my wife.
Oh,
makes
and
that.
Sorry, shredded chicken. Shredded chicken, like.
Ah, where's the beef?
Nah, chicken.
Nah, that sounds good. That's my dick was hard. That sounds good.
I'm broke. We also will have for a snack though. She bought a pack of Oreos, which is already almost done.
Yes.
I love Oreos, and what I do is I'm not the biggest coffee drinker. Like I like lattes and stuff like that. But if you ask me to drink like actual coffee, like either black or even just with like sugar and like half and half or something like that, or in creamer, I can't do that. It doesn't taste good. It's like I need more sugar in it, or I need less coffee and more of something else. So what I do, since we don't have anything to like make lattes or like the cappuccino machines from like, you know, Wawa or something like that. So what I do is I make coffee, but then I get hot chocolate mix and I put that at the bottom.
Yeah, there you go.
And then I mix hot chocolate into the coffee and then I dunk my Oreos in that coffee.
Nice. That
sounds like some Pee Wee Herman shit.
Yeah. those Oreos better be double stuffed, son.
They were regular stuff.
Oh, what are you doing?
No, I'm going to say some blasphemous shit. I think regular stuff is the best Oreo.
Oh, I agree 100%. Dude,
this fucking conversation is over.
The cream to chocolate ratio is perfect.
Nah, listen. The double stuffed Oreo. I'm looking at a pack of them right now, okay? That was our fucking dinner, for God's sakes. Listen. The double stuffed Oreos are far superior because the best part of the fucking cookie is the goddamn cream. And you get
don't
more
clap
of it.
At me.
Don't come for me, son. No, but in all seriousness.
The cookie is the cookie. You need the cookie.
Nah, see,
put the cookie down.
I'm going to go back on my original statement and tell you my favorite Oreo is the reverse Oreo with the chocolate cream in the middle and the vanilla cookie. I think that is where it's at. Because you know why? You eat that cookie, you don't got fucking black teeth looking like a fucking newt. Like, y'all looking weird and shit.
I thought it was just a sex thing. That's what you were talking about. That's what I was like, oh. Like, how does that work? And I'm like, huh.
So I want to disappoint my parents.
You guys actually talking about real Oreos?
I like it when they double down on the chocolate, where it's the chocolate cookie and the chocolate filling.
That's called a Fudgio. Okay? That's not a goddamn Oreo. It's called a Fudgio.
Well, Oreo makes them, so it's an Oreo.
Listen. This is Mr. Still Loading. All right. You stay in your wheelhouse. Okay. If I have to have a question about games, I'll come to you. But don't come for me in the food realm. All right. That's my shit. All right.
What'd you talk about my cookie for?
What'd you talk about my goddamn
until you do a full episode on Oreos on your podcast?
What's fucking
got
coming
nothing.
Now?
Yeah,
don't you test me? I'll do a 3-hour live special of me just eating fucking Oreos.
Like 300th episode.
Fucking dude, test me. Episode 300, it's coming.
Your 300th episode has to be like 3 hours of you eating Oreos straight, and you just do a supercut of your descent into misery from all the sugar.
No, I'm doing it live. ASMR.
I'm doing it live, but I'm not going to say a fucking word. Just sit there for 3 hours and eat.
Right into the microphone.
Yo, I wonder how many packs of Oreos I could put away in 3 hours. Oh my God, that'd be fun.
I will say, when I eat my Oreos,
so fast.
I'm a milk dunker. I won't eat them if I don't have milk. If I open up, like I go to grab the cookies out of the cabinet and I open up the fridge, there's no fucking milk. Cookies go right back. I can't just eat dry ass cookies like that. I'm like dunking in water like some sort of fucking savage or orange juice.
Water. Yo, if you're listening to this podcast right now and you dunk your Oreos in fucking water, just
you're
I don't
a
know.
Serial killer.
Hang
it up, bud.
You're done. You're done. Turn yourself into prison. You're done.
Yeah, you're in for loitering.
Yeah.
What are you in for? I dunk my cookies in fucking water. Yo, this motherfucker's serious, man.
Guarantee everyone stays away from me.
You ever see the one like little comic strip where it's like a weightlifting competition or like a tough guy competition, and then what you do, you see all these dudes like giant fucking jack dudes like lifting weights. This scrawny ass guy comes in, downs a whole like carton of orange juice, and then starts brushing his teeth, and they all look on in horror, like holy fuck,
that's a real motherfucker right there. Motherfucker, serious.
That's a thug.
That's so gross.
Don't fuck with that guy. God damn.
Oh my goodness.
Well, unfortunately, I gotta get rolling here. We've been going for like an hour and a half. as much as I hate to break up the party here, but I gotta start fucking taking off here. But I had something really good I was gonna end off with, and I totally forgot. God damn it.
You're letting us down, Tej.
God damn it. Shit.
Teach me some Canadian slang. What's a Canadian slang term that you guys use that we don't use?
Okay, I got one for you. All right, so if you ask me a question, okay, just ask me a question.
TJ, yes, what's your favorite color? All right, TJ, no, do you like the color blue?
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah,
oh, that's
no,
like
yeah,
a
no.
Pennsylvania thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was a Canadian thing. Okay,
nah, Pennsylvania speaks. Yeah, I know. We know. Yeah, I know. And no, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I got a better one then, because there's no way, because I've never heard this anywhere else but in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, Canada. And it was from my dear old grandmother. I said, "Hey, Grandma, how do you get to the store from here again?" She goes, oh yeah, you go down the street, take a left, take a right, and take a left, and take a right, right? I go, so two rights? No, one right.
right?
What? No, right, right?
I wouldn't say that's a Canadian thing. I would say it's more just like she's saying right to confirm.
For some Canadian shit, and I'm giving it to you.
I put him on the spot, man. I put him on the spot.
I'm going
this
on,
is
like,
the episode where TJ breaks down.
Like my extent of like Canadian slang is like loonies and toonies or like your money or some shit. Is that right?
Yeah, there's no like I'm also the worst fucking Canadian, right? Like I don't.
You told me the first time I talked to you, I was like, "Yo, you like hockey?" You're like, "No." I was like, "Okay."
I also say Z.
The disappointment in your voice, are okay.
Okay.
But I do like maple, so kind of evens out. I think beavers are fucked. Oh, you know, God, it's just. Funny. I'm the worst goddamn Canadian, but I guess on a real serious note here before I guess we pack her in here. No, but I was just gonna say, like, to everybody listening and on a real serious note, like, we hope y'all are being safe and, you know, you're staying healthy and everything and all your loved ones and all that. Hopefully we were able to kind of take you out of the what's going on in the world right now for a little bit and make you just laugh at how fucking ridiculous we are. And you know, James telling a story, him shitting in the back of a toilet and that kind of shit.
I'm going to have to put a disclaimer on the top of my episode.
Saying that this is a filthy, filthy episode.
That's what degenerates on.
I dropped two F-bombs in the first 30 seconds. So it's just the mood. But, you know, we hope that, you know, you guys, we'll all ride this out together, man. Like in all seriousness, you know, it's up to the people that are out there freaking out and stuff like that, and they're worrying about the world ending and that kind of shit. Just relax, wash your hands, you know, don't hoard toilet paper or canned goods, help out your neighbor, check in on people, you know, and just, we'll get through this all. We just got to all stick together and use our heads and just be cool. All right. That's all I'm saying. Just be cool. Look after each other. Be kind. You know, thank the people who are still out there doing the Lord's work, making sure you can get a hot dog or making sure you can get a burger or looking after your pets. You know, like my fiance is right now. She's at work during this whole bullshit, making sure that, you know, Fido can get the stick out of his ass or whatever, you know. And put it in there, you know, whatever. But but in all seriousness, like, you know, be sure to thank your healthcare, you know, workers and that. And because they're out there, you know, literally risking getting sick right now so that we can all be taken care of. So just, I wanted to kind of end off by saying that on my end here.
Yeah, be the person your mom would be proud to call their fucking child. Don't disappoint your mom.
Damn
don't
right.
Be a piece of shit.
Coming from you, that's rich. But, just wash your hands. You know, that's all you gotta say. Just wash your hands.
Get your fingers out of your butthole. Don't be also, digging in your own ass.
No, just wash your ass, too.
Yeah, wash your ass, dude.
Wash every time. Just wash your body, all right? You'll be all right.
Stank butt.
Use soap
and wash your whole body. Just, you'll be fine.
Climb in your dishwasher and turn it on.
Just spin.
Solid advice.
You'll be good. You'll be all right. Yeah.
That jet dryer in there, you come out shining.
Oh, my God. But no, yeah, same for me. Just take care of yourselves. At least for me, I've been a little anxious, not about like the worry of it, but you know, just like how crazy everything is going. It's just take care of yourselves, like TJ and everyone else is saying. Just, you know, wash your hands,
wash your ass, you know,
wash your ass. And just remember that, like, the main reason you're doing it isn't even necessarily because you'll be sick. It's because someone else could get it that can't fight it, even if you can.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main thing to keep in mind.
You're damn right. Absolutely. Well, boys, I gotta take off, but be safe and stay healthy and all that fun stuff. And you know, maybe we'll do another. I mean, who knows how long this quarantine will actually last? Maybe we'll do another one of these.
Knights of the Round Table, we got to come together and give our perspective on the world to inform people. You know, guide them.
Yes. Yeah. The next one we do, we'll, like, you know, sit down and have notes and everything, and we'll comment on Donald Trump's decisions and everything, and Justin Trudeau's decisions, and it'll be great, really political.
We also have way more heinous stories we can tell about.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Of us being just awful.
We are shit mongers.
Literally. Oh, Jesus. Okay, well, we got, again, Brian and James here. For those who don't know, No Geeks Allowed, fucking phenomenal podcast. You can find it wherever you find your podcast. Guys, where can the good people find you on social media and all that?
Yo, check us out on Instagram. It's the only thing I really use, just because a lot of stuff we do is visual. We've been on a little bit of a hiatus just because we're kind of busy, and I got some life changes going on right now. So in the meantime, just hang on. We got things planned. We got a new kind of setup we're going to be going through in the future, kind of a direction we're kind of taking things. But we're not done yet. Not done yet because I just paid for another year of hosting service. So. So they already got that shit. That shit was automatically came out of my account. So I was like, shit, we can't even quit this shit. We got to do one more year. No, that fucking $100-some. I was like, shit, I don't know. I don't even play any video games. But
damn it.
Yeah, check us out, No Geeks Allowed on Instagram.
That's K-N-O-W, No Geeks Allowed.
Yeah. Hey, I'm glad you clarified that because we never do. You're a fucking angel.
I don't even know what podcast I'm on.
No, you're Joe yours, Rogan.
Half ours,
is it,
half
isn't this Joe Rogan's? Damn.
You're talking about DMT?
Yeah, ketamine.
As for me, Josh, I'm the host of the Still Loading Podcast. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Still Loading Pod on all of them. I have been streaming a little bit on Twitch. You can find me on Twitch, Still Loading Pod on there as well. Feel free to reach out, stillloadingcontact@gmail.com. And as for supporting the show, you can support it by either just giving a rating and review on any podcasting device you're on. That usually helps get the word out. It usually helps, like, the algorithm help people find the show. You can also support me on Patreon, patreon.com/stillloadingpod. And probably the most important thing I have to shout out is the nonprofit organization I recently partnered with, the Bit by Bit Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization whose focus is to put video games in the hands of children receiving inpatient care in hospitals. So you can check them out, bitbybitfoundation.org, and consider donating.
You can donate them a Turok 360.
Yeah, there you go.
Make the sick kids sicker.
Oh, shit. I was going to say something all like nice about how great that is that you're doing that, and then just...
Dude, like, it's really not much anyway. Like, unfortunately, money's a little tight for me. Otherwise, I would love to donate. But, like, the best I can do is I can at least raise awareness for this organization. It's actually a friend of mine that I used to work with who started it, and they've already donated at least one hospital. They've been in contact with others. He actually told me about a week ago that they got the approval to provide donations to a new hospital. So they're getting work done.
That's
they're getting the stuff out there.
That's awesome. In all seriousness, like, that's great. Go check
that
out.
Yeah, do that shit. Yeah, seriously. Yeah. All joking aside, but then to have a serious moment, just take care of everybody. Don't be a piece of shit. Yeah. Don't be like me. I'd be me to be funny, but at the end of the day, like, you gotta have a little bit of leeway with that karma scheme. You gotta bounce it out a bit and just donate to other people. Be less of a shitmonger.
Damn right. Just be nice to everybody. And for those who are hearing this podcast not on the Harder Show's feed, Harder Show is my podcast I do. Also, I do run the Podbeard Network socials, but I'm kind of shit at it. maybe just for now, the Harder Show, you can find it on Anchor now. I'm no longer on SoundCloud. But you can find me wherever you find your podcast. If you like music related content and interviews and that kind of shit, check it out. Yeah, that's all I got. That's it. Harder Show on Facebook and Instagram. Podbeard Network website will be up and running soon, but it'll have some weird URL like podbeardnetwork.wix.com/home/14 or some shit. But I'll keep y'all posting on that.
Oh, /14. Whoa, buddy.
I don't
Whoa.
Know. Yeah, I don't
Whoa,
know.
Whoa, buddy.
I thought I could just do podbeardnetwork.wix.com, but apparently it's got to have like some / bullshit. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Figure it out, bud.
Yeah. All right, boys. Well, thanks for hanging. Glad you guys are all doing great, and I'm glad we were able to finally do this. Be safe and wash your hands and wash your ass. All right.
Reboot complete. We'll be right back.
I have no allies.
Shut up.